When I came back, I ran into some friends who were involved with the Vietnam Veterans Against the War, and they started explaining to me what they were doing. One of my friends that I grew up with asked me if I ever witnessed any war crimes in Vietnam, and I said, no, I don't think so. And he started asking me if I ever witnessed electrical torture, if I ever witnessed the mutilation of bodies. I said, yeah, sure. Didn't everyone in the infantry? And he said, well, they're war crimes. I said, oh, I never looked at it that way. And realizing that they were crimes, that they were war crimes, I decided to start speaking out against the war. I didn't think that we should be there. I saw too many guys, Americans, killed, wounded, too many Vietnamese, innocent civilians killed and wounded. And I just had this feeling that every day that the war went on, somebody was going to be paralyzed for the rest of their life. Somebody was going to be killed. And I felt that the sooner the war ended, the sooner that that would stop. And I felt compelled to speak out against the war because of that.